This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Angel Elagan. How are you, Angel?
I'm good. How are you doing, sir?
And Angel is the CEO of Bridgestone Golf, and he has a whole background from General Mills, Vera Bradley, being CMO, and he's going to talk about his leadership philosophy later, but we want to start off talking about Bridgestone Golf because, for those who don't know, it's unlike any company in the golf industry.
That's very true.
Talk about it.
Well, Bridgestone, we're kind of anti-establishment. We actually serve the entire golfing population, not just the golfing elite. So that from that standpoint, we look at trying to satisfy the golfing community. And by that, what we mean is we believe that that's the avenue to growing the golf industry or getting it back on track. We've been in a kind of a decline as of late. And it's
about 500 million rounds being played
a year, about 24 million golfers. It's down from its peak of 30 million golfers in 2009, 2010. But we just feel that that's all self-inflicted. Within the golfing industry, whether it's the manufacturers, the country clubs, nobody's supporting the game and growing the game and keeping the general population in mind.
So there are two parts of your business. In 1935, it's a division of Bridgestone Tire, and that ties really in well because you started producing golf balls. 1972, you start producing golf clubs. Right. Let's start with the balls because that's a real differentiator where you've more types of specific balls than anyone in the industry does.
Yeah, we have more balls because we actually have the backing, unlike our competitors. We have 900 engineers in all of Bridgestone Corporation. We're a rubber company. We're the biggest rubber company in the world. That comes with it, the advantage that I fortunately have because my sister companies are filled with all these wonderful, intelligent engineers. And, you know, there's a lot more, it's a lot more important to be safe and balanced in tires than it is in balls. And so we just have that advantage of having the most well-balanced ball, and we have the right ball for every golfer out there.
Oh, so that's a really interesting point. So you're saying with the balls, everything comes down to the rubber, and it's about safety and balance. And obviously, if you don't have that precision of the balance, your ball might do something like mine, which is slice sometimes.
Semi-true. I mean, it's not everything, but most. The core is probably the most important thing. So we have the truest reaction to the impact of the club on the ball and the truest reaction as it goes out.
And what is it about the rubber that does that?
Actually, I don't know. And the reason I don't know is it's kind of like one of these company-held secrets. There's probably three people in the entire corporation who knows what goes into the special sauce.
But that's really?
I steam the container. It's a special sauce of container, but it's above my pay grade to know that. And as the president and CEO, that's somewhat frustrating that the R&D people will not tell me what it's doing, but we know that it's the process by which we produce this and the materials that go into it. And it really is the process that causes that reaction. It's just a lot of science. It's not only above my pay grade, it's probably above my IQ to really understand how that all works.
And this is from a guy who wants in his heart to be a professor,
That's true.
So I use myself the E6 Soft because I'm a higher handicap, and it sort of keeps it straighter. So what's Do you know the technology with that ball, so I'll know what's happening?
The core is essentially the same in all of our balls. It's the outer covering and the compression by which you hit that ball. And so you swing at average or below average. Actually, the E6 Soft is actually what most players should play. You know, and it's, feeling good. It's now. Actually to our detriment to me for me to say that because it's not our most expensive ball. We don't make the most money on that ball, but that is actually what you would call the football of our product line. It's the ball that should have the most volume and the most apt use by golfers out there. The next would be our RX RXS segment, and then the elite ball, the most expensive ball, which is the X and XS, is a ball that is really meant for tour level play. And that's not even, you have to be low single digit handicap, swing it hard, be athletically fit to play that ball really well.
Like that's 105 mile an hour swing or something.
It's really about 110, 115 mile an hour.
Really?
105 is the minimum.
Okay. So yeah. Anyone who, and we have a couple of 100,000 CEOs listening in, and a lot of them are golfers,
mm-hmm.
or claim to be, but love golf. So anyone who wants to find out what ball is right, you have this really unique website. And you've had over 3 million yeah. people sign up on that.
Right. So that actually came from we were the number one fitter. So we had a ball. We were only reaching 30,000 people a year doing live fittings. And so when I joined the company, I said, "That's great. We're getting 85% conversion, but it's only 30,000 people. There's 24 million golfers. It's going to take us decades to get to all of them, even longer." So we came up with this app, working with a company that I probably shouldn't name, but out there, and we came up with an app that we can use an iPhone and just take the video from the iPhone, and you can pick out the exact ball that's right for you based on all you need is 3 swings, and we can tell you exactly what
3 swings. Drive, does it matter?
Drive,
or anything,
driver.
3 different swings.
It's really driver. Just your driver would tell you right off the bat. That's
really
what you should hit.
That's right. The website for that, if someone wants to
What go? Is the website?
The website that? Is, I believe, it's BridgestoneGolf.com.
And then that's it's the BFIT, Bridgestone BFIT app.
Yeah, well it comes right up when you just go BridgestoneGolf.com. This is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who reinvent the fabric of America. We're here today with Angel Elagin, and he is the CEO of Bridgestone Golf. We're hearing about a different type of golf ball, and we're going to talk about clubs later, but what I do want to say is you became CEO in 2016, and the first two quarters of 2017 were really record profits and record results. We'll talk more about the secrets of that later, but is there any core thing that people should know about that when you come into a company to turn it around?
Well, when I came into the company, I just tried to figure out what was causing the lack of growth. So we had what we called the best secret. You know, we had the best product, but we weren't getting our fair share of it. And what I realized quickly, it was just that all of the competitors were being very polite. Unlike, I come from a consumer packaged goods background where we do head-to-head competitive comparison, and realizing that if we have an advantage over our competition, we have to communicate it. So, and it's our responsibility to let people know and consumers know that they should be getting the best value for their dollar. And the best value for the dollar, fortunately for us, happens to be Bridgestone Golf.
Okay, so let's start talking about the clubs then. Mm-hmm. 1972, Bridgestone comes in with clubs. I don't see the rubber tie in. The ball, I get it. Mm-hmm. That's at the center, that's the balance, it makes sense. But the club?
The club is not really tied to rubber. The club is actually tied to understanding that innovation doesn't only come from technology. Innovation can actually come from configuration and how you use the product. So we're taking our knowledge on how to fit the right ball for the right golfer, to each golfer. So we're now looking at the same thing with clubs. What is the right configuration of clubs to go for each golfer? What is the right fit of those clubs?
But isn't every club completely different? So how do you figure that out?
All clubs are pretty much the same.
What do you mean all clubs are saying?
The USGA has all conforming clubs. So you can buy what we call illegal clubs, but they're really non-conforming clubs. And those non-conforming clubs have a cavity back to them that you could hit the ball longer, but by rules of the game, you shouldn't be playing those clubs.
So you're saying that most clubs, golf balls are totally different, but clubs are really pretty much the same, so the secret is the fitting.
Correct.
So what do you do to create special fittings.
So you can have a customized fitting, which most people do. Most people just play the standard set right as they buy it. They don't do a fitting. The first thing you should do is get a fitting. The second thing,
where should you go to do the fitting?
You can have a fitting done by your local pro, Club Pro. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fitters all over the country. The right thing to do is actually to
figure Dick's Sporting Goods. You could go.
It's mostly to pro shops.
Okay, right.
Club pro shops, and so.
And you've about a minute left, so keep going.
Okay, and then the next thing you would do is go ahead and from that look at your clubs actually as they fit to you and your style of play. So what most golfers don't realize is that we actually know already that there's a different configuration clubs. It's not the same set for everybody. And the set that is currently being pushed today, the 14 clubs, is not only wrong in terms of the number of clubs, but it's wrong in the types of clubs and what those clubs are used for.
How many clubs should there be?
It's as many as 23 to 30.
Really? Okay, well, we have to go to a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that. We're also going to talk about Angel's leadership philosophy, right, which is really interesting. Back in a few.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Greenson on the CEO Forum, and we're here with Angel Lila again, and he is the CEO of Bridgestone Golf. And what we've heard before is that the golf ball is completely different in Bridgestone than anywhere, and that's because it's the largest rubber producer in the world, and they have the technology and all of the engineers they have access to. But then we're hearing that golf clubs, and you were just saying that there could be as many as 30 or something, but golf clubs are very much the same, and it's all about the fitting.
It's all about the fitting and getting the right style of club for you and the way you're playing, and that will change over time. As you improve or you get worse, your club should change with you. Now, the rules of the game are, if you're on tour, you're playing at your club tournament, you are a finite amount of clubs. But when you're playing day-to-day socially with your friends and you're trying to improve on your game, you should try a large range of clubs and figure out what the right clubs are for you. And what is important for us is education. We need to educate our golfers, as the golfing community, as to what clubs they should be using, when, in what situations they should be using, and make it easy for them.
There you go. Yeah. So now we've talked about clubs. We only have 19 minutes, and you have a lot to say, I could tell. But let's talk about your leadership philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
The first question is this. If you had a mulligan in life, something you could do over, and you've been with from ConAgra, General Mills, you were CMO of Vera Bradley, Pandora, Jules, what would that mulligan be?
I would, very early on in my career, I learned a valuable lesson, and that is, you have to do what's right and not what necessarily what you're told to do. And you really need, when you know something is
wrong.
Tell
the specifics.
So the specific, I was working on a product line at one of the first companies I worked for, General Mills, and our boss told us to launch a product as quickly as we could, and it didn't matter how we got there. We had a competitor who was violating our space, if you will, and we attacked that competitor. We were very successful in launching the product in record time, and it prevented this very large competitor from encroaching on our space. Unfortunately, during that process, we stomped on a lot of people to get it out there. And so the reaction was my boss actually got fired because we did it the wrong way. We did it the way my boss's boss had told us to do it. The lesson I learned is you can't do that. You have to do what's right. The ends doesn't justify the means. And, you know, if I'm going to look in my face in the mirror, the man in the mirror from Michael Jackson, is that I'd rather look at it that I got fired for doing the right thing rather than getting fired for doing the wrong thing. And, you know, and the caveat is the hit of it was at the very end when my boss was getting fired, his boss's reaction to him was like, you should have done what was right, not what I told you to do. That's what you're getting fired. It was one of the most callous things I've ever heard. And from that, I always took that I value not only me doing the right thing, but I value people who tell me when I'm telling them to do the wrong thing. So I trust my people, and I just surround myself with smart, intelligent people who have a lot of integrity. And if they do the right thing and we get the right thing done, it's not only better for the end consumer, it's better for the company, it's better for the employees, and that's just the right way to do the job.
And that's really stuck with you. And I know you see yourself, because you always wanted to be a professor, and a shame you just became a CEO, you know, prior to that CMOs and stuff like that. But that whole philosophy on hiring the really smart people, and you're more theoretical. Talk about how that all plays out.
I'm theoretical in basis. I think early on in my career, I was told the best experience you can get is to be in as much, get a widest breadth of experience as you can, being in many different industries, but don't bank on taking one thing from one company and trying to apply it to a different company. Every situation is different. That's why most CEOs fail. Most CEOs fail because they try to apply a standard set to every company they are in, and there is no perfect CEO. A CEO has to adapt to the situation.
You're absolutely right. And I'll see so many CEOs, and they have, it's like their secret sauce. They bring this into every company they do, and it doesn't work. So here's the big question. All of you listening in as CEOs, that means you have to really adapt and know the situation. What is the first thing you look for when you join a company, your new CEO, to understand what the uniqueness of that situation is?
I find out what the opportunities are, what the problems are, and what were the causes for those opportunities.
How do you find that out? Is it with customers? Is it with financials? Yeah, is it with executives?
It's history.
How so?
History is the best research. You look at backwards and you see at points in time there's a reaction. Sales are going up, profits going up, going down. And what cause? There's always a cause. Nothing is just good fortune. It's just like when you interview somebody. If they can't tell you what led to their key success in life and how they contributed to it, they're worthless.
So you're always seeking truth, and that's why you want really smart people, and you're trying to find the cause.
Smart people, that's the one thing you can't teach. You can't teach intelligence.
Yeah. Well, the other thing they say, like in basketball, you can't teach 7 feet.
You can't teach 7 feet either. So, but, you know, in business, intelligence is the 7 feet, right?
There you go. That is, everyone listen to that. In business, intelligence is the 7 feet. You heard that from Angel on the CEO Forum. Okay, so let's talk any other lessons that you've learned. You've had a deep background in marketing. Like you said, you like to learn from a lot of different areas. Any other lesson that you learned in business that helps you? And if you think about it, you know, you came in with Bridgestone and you've had great success your whole career, record-breaking financial results the first two quarters.
So one of the things you learn is that there's all sorts of positions, and you have to understand what position is most opportunistic for you. And that is based on, like, they basically call it butter and guns. You have a...
Call it, say it again?
Butter and guns. So in war, business is war, essentially. And you have to figure out what resources you have at your disposal, what position is at for that position, and you have to go run with it.
Okay, you've about 2 minutes left. I want to shift to the personal side, because you've told me about the great marriage with Leslie and how she's actually worked with you to create where you could have dreams. So, like, your daughter, Samantha, who's at Michigan, a great golfer, too, and then your son, Robert, at Indiana. What is the secret to that, where you're able to teach your kids? CEOs always want to know this so they can have their dreams.
Oh, well, my kids just follow what their passion in life. And so my wife is basically the driving force behind me. I would not be successful if it wasn't for her pushing me and then making me understand that the objective is to let our kids live the life that they want to live, whether that's career or personal. And so my kids actually are pursuing very different tracks. You know, they're not interested in this. My daughter, you know, wants to become a lawyer. You know, I can't convince her that being a lawyer is worse than being a businessman, but she wants to be a lawyer, and my son wants to be a psychologist, which I think is going to be helpful for me later in life, so he can help me fix my whole mental approach to life. So
what you've been hearing, we've been speaking with Angel, the CEO of Bridgestone Golf, and you could go to BridgestoneGolf.com and you could fit your own golf balls, because they have the unique from their rubber, they have more golf balls than anyone. But here's what you're really hearing, that you have to get smart people and you have to think theoretically, and every situation is different.
Right.
Any final one sentence on the future of Bridgestone Golf?
We're going to be number one in less than 3 years.
There you have it. Great having you, Angel, on the CEO Forum.
Oh, nice having you. Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Kevin Lamb. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
And Kevin is the co-founder and CEO of Advanced Tissue. This is a unique business. It is specifically the nation's leading provider of wound care supplies.
Right.
Now, it's a fast-growing company, but Kevin and the organization do something different than anyone else, which is they tie in movies into this. And you're going to hear about one of the most innovative solutions you've heard on any service provided. But it makes sense because you've already produced 13 major movies,
right,
including Marshall, which, you know, the hit that just came out.
Right, yes. We've been in the film space for about 3 years, but I've been in the medical space for over 30. And started Advanced Tissue in 2000, late 99, early 2000, with an idea that we could serve an underserved market, which was patients with wounds. Very ill-defined, not very structured. The treatments were not really not being paid for well. And in 2000, things began to change when it came to reimbursement. And reimbursement that year started to drive healthcare more than ever.
And also, you're dealing with a lot of diabetic patients.
A lot.
How much? Do you have any statistics on how much diabetes has grown in America?
Well, in 1985, there were 40 million diabetics in the world. In 2017, statistically, there's 415 million diabetics in the world. So it's an explosive growth. Back when we started this company, there were like 8 million documented diabetics in the U.S., and we're not sure how that statistics gathered other than prescription writing. But today, we estimate there's about 30 million, and by 2025 or 2030, there's supposed to be, you know, somewhere in the 50 to 60 million. There's a lot of pre-diabetic patients that are just on the tipping point of disease state that could move over.
It's just awful how that's going.
It is, and unfortunately, diabetes has a tendency to be somewhat of self-inflicted. Mm-hmm. It's about food consumption. Some's hereditary, but those are typically type 1, and there's a lot of research going into why. There's nothing they can do about it. But type 2 diabetes, we used to call it old age diabetes, and it's just something that began to occur. And it's to do with the pancreas and our ability to process sugar and insulin resistance and things in the system. But the reason most of our patients are diabetic is because 25% of all the diabetics will get a foot wound or a lower extremity wound in their lifetime. So there's look at the U.S., 30 million, so there's roughly 6 million patients at any time with diabetes or with foot ulcers or foot wounds. And we're a supplier for those.
And talk about your model of how you became the leader in this space.
Sure. Right place, right time carries a lot of value, right? And better to be lucky than good. We've heard all these statements. In 2000, we moved into the space just because it was a good idea, we thought. And my wife and I kind of drug her into it. She's a lot smarter than I am. She pushed back pretty hard. And she said, look, I'll give you 10 hours a week to do the billing if you're successful. And when she hit to 12, 16 hours a day, we decided we'd better start hiring staff. We had no idea that the explosion was happening of the diabetic component. We didn't know why the market was exploding. We thought that patients were just beginning to seek care. In reality, they were beginning to seek care because they were beginning to have bigger issues. And internal medicine, endocrinologists, and all the other specialties were driving patients to wound centers that were beginning to develop as well.
And you've told me a fascinating statistic about the 80%, and explain how that ties into people getting better through healthcare.
Sure. Well, there's one step before that. When we started the company, we decided that we wanted to put the products that were being prescribed in a unit dose package. And what that means is we put everything in a bag or a package for each wound care dressing. So if you had a wound on your leg or foot and your doctor told you he wanted you to change your dressings 30 times during the month, every day, you would have 30 packages of product that's going to have all the products you need to change your dressing. Should reduce confusion. I'm a guy, you're a guy, good's great, a lot's even better, and a whole bunch are going to get well fast. That's what we think, right? Put more on it, you'll be fine. So insurance companies don't feel that way. So we had to find a way to regulate the amount they were using, help them with the confusion factor, and provide them with the relevant high-value products. So we did that, and we did it in unit dose put-ups is what we call it. And we felt like it did reduce the confusion. But about 10 years into the business, we recognized that doctors were telling us, look, I get so many phone calls every day from patients and suppliers and people wanting my business. We said, wait a minute, patients, why are you getting phone calls from patients? I said, they call us and ask us how to apply their dressings. So we decided we better do a little research on this, find out what was going on with this. So we started polling doctor's offices. Not a single office answered this question differently. What is the first phone call you get from a patient the day following a procedure? I said, oh, it's easy. They want to know how to put the dressings on. Every single clinic.
Mm.
So we had to find a way, okay, if that's the case, patients obviously are not learning something. So we did some research on health literacy. Actually, we found research on health literacy from leading med schools around the country that research this type of information. And they found that one of the startling statistics is if you're over 55 and you have a morbidity or disease state, you will retain 20%, which means you forget 80% of what you were told by the time you get to the car, including what suite you just visited.
Mm.
Because think about it. You just found out you have diabetes. You just found out that this is a serious condition. And now the doctor closes with, if we can't get that wound better, you could possibly have your leg amputated.
So the only thing I'm thinking about is my leg.
All right. You're having your leg amputated. That's what you're going to tell your friends. What you're going to tell everyone. I'm going to have my leg amputated. So we said, good grief. We've got to find a way to get the message to patients how to do this. Because if patients have compliance, they get better. But more importantly, if patients know what to do, they're empowered. They're independent.
Let's now shift over to video, because you know a whole lot of video. You've already produced 13 movies. You're now producing your 14th. Right now, anyone want to see Marshall, just give a snapshot of what that's about. And you only have about 3-4 minutes left.
But sure.
You want to tell people what they need to know about doing great movies.
Well, I wish I could do that. I think that's a little bit of a stretch that I would know that. But Marshall was an incredible opportunity. I pushed back for a bit on being involved with the project. Because it's a true story. True stories are very difficult for me to invest or be a participant with because I'm so afraid of revisionist history being applied to the screen, because once it's seen, that's history. It's never the same as it was before. So I met the writer of Marshall, who was the grandson
of... That's a great point.
No, it is. I mean, it's scary for me. So I met the writer, who was the grandson of the gentleman who was the side marshal in the representing of, in this case. It's about a Connecticut housewife who had consensual sex with her gardener, who was a black man, and she was afraid her neighbor had seen her, and she screamed rape, and then she tried to kill herself, and it was just a messy, messy thing. And the man was arrested, and he was going to say he was guilty. Flat, I am guilty, I raped the woman. In reality, he was saying that so he could stay alive, because he knew he could survive prison. But if he was found innocent or got out of jail, he would be killed. And what an awful situation to be in. So Marshall didn't have to, but he took that case, and it saved the NAACP, actually, in New York City. That case did. And he became very much a very powerful civil rights attorney. So we look for films like that. They're impactful, that we can see as an underdog mentality, that people want to know that they can beat things. They can beat the odds. Kind of relates to the healthcare industry as well.
So let's talk if video is going to be the future. You've been a producer of 13 movies already. The first tool you said is make something a story. Don't do step one, step two, step three, step four. Make it a story. Any other advice to people? Also, don't use mannequins if you're using healthcare.
Yeah, that's a horror movie. Anytime we're telling stories, it has to be relevant. For me, I mean, there's movies made all the time that aren't relevant, and I enjoy some of those. I mean, sometimes you just don't want to be serious. But I want it to be relevant. I want it to be impactful. It's got to impact lives. And those are the ingredients for the things I invest in. I want them to impact lives. It could be purely comedy, but it's going to be tasteful. Or it could be purely disturbing, but it's going to be informative. That's really the model that I look for when I invest. We've done movies of, you know, like Marshall, which is a very serious true story, shaped American history and our future. And we've done movies like, embarrassingly, Atomic Shark, which was a sci-fi movie that was a comedy. But there were, you know, one is you escape reality. The other, you are living reality. So I like the bookends of that and the contrast.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is your fourth company. You've already built three companies, sold your companies.
Right.
This one, for whatever reason, You know, it's gone right now about 17 years, which is longer, but you're staying with this. You've about a minute left. Talk about the future of why you're staying with that and the future of your business.
Well, first off, I'm staying with the company and keeping it because I'm not finished. I think there's so much more work to be done. When we ran across how to communicate to patients effectively, we recognized that we have the ability to impact the world. We have the ability to change how healthcare is delivered, and that's our goal.
And on that final note, a sentence of advice to CEOs, being this is your fourth time in succeeding?
Well, advice to CEOs, you know, if you believe in it and you know why you're doing it, you can do it.
And there you have it. Kevin Lamb, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum. And everyone remember, the future of healthcare is going to be in the video.
Thank you very much.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Mike Tukin. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Robert.
And Mike is the CEO of Talon. Now, Talon, it's a busy space you're in the cloud, but you have a different spin on your business. Talk about what it is.
What we help customers do is take advantage of their data. The reason why that's important is right now, every single industry is getting reinvented by competitors that are using data to make better decisions. So every company needs to do the same thing or they'll be out of business before too long.
Okay, so talk about specifically what you do that no one else is doing.
So let me start with the overall problem, and then I'll talk about what we do uniquely. The overall problem is that although customers have or companies have an enormous amount of data, it's all over the place. It's out in the cloud, it's in different applications, it's in different formats, and the amount of data is exploding. Right, you got all the sensor data and the Internet of Things. You got this old unstructured data lying around, social media data, and you need to in order to make use of it, you got to pull it all together, clean it up, and blend it together. That's the problem we solve, and we do it better for all the new problems that people are trying to solve. Right? Nowadays, people want to do stuff in real time. They don't want to do it just in batch, once a day, once a week, once a month. They want to use enormous amounts of data. They want to use unstructured data, and by and large, they want to do it in a cloud. So for all of what we call next-generation scenarios, real-time, big data, cloud, we do that better than anyone in the world.
So you're working with some very large organizations. Let's take, for example, GE as one. Talk about a type of challenge they had and what you would do with a company like GE, because they're a pretty sophisticated company to start with.
They are. They are. They're one of the world's largest manufacturing companies, Fortune 50 company. They really invented this concept of the industrial internet. And what they did was they completely changed the concept of who they are as a company. And they'll talk to you about how they see themselves now as a software company, right? They used to see themselves as a manufacturing company. But what they realized is that if they could take their big industrial equipment and make it powered by data, software powered, they'd have a competitive advantage. Because even a 1% improvement in efficiency is going to be worth billions of dollars to customers because there's a lot of them and because energy, the gas that powers them, is expensive. The second thing is they want to minimize the amount of surprise outages. Because when a power turbine goes down, that's a huge impact, right? If it goes down by surprise, it's an emergency for all of their customers. So instead, they want to do is be able to predict in advance when things might fail and then schedule them at a time where they have another turbine covering for it in a planned outage, right? And so that predictive maintenance is equally as important as the efficiency improvement, and they do both.
And let's take a different type of company, Air France, for example. Talk about what you're doing with them.
We're doing a couple things with them, right? They're going through a journey which, you know, one of the observations that they've realized is that when you're making a data-driven journey, there's no finish line. You have to keep innovating every year.
And it's constant, you know, because the more sensors are in everywhere, so it's everything has to be real-time. So that's the value creation.
100%. And what they're realizing is that what's a competitive advantage this year is the baseline next year. And everyone expects that, and they have to keep innovating beyond that. But so let's give a couple of examples. They started with us doing a 360-degree view of their customers, so pulling in all the information that they had about all of their customers, everything they had from their website, from their own systems, from social media, everything that they knew about you as a traveler. They have 90 million travelers every year. They want to make sure that they can give a personalized travel experience to all of you based on everything that you've told them they're looking for, everything you've done with them, and everything that other people like you have done, so they can really give you the best experience possible. That's a data-driven approach. The second thing they're doing, very similar to what GE is doing, is they're doing predictive maintenance. Because every time one of their big planes is grounded because of a maintenance issue,
disaster
from a customer experience perspective, it's also worth $500,000 of lost revenue to them. So it's a big financial impact, it's a huge customer experience impact.
Now let's switch to leadership. So I want to go in back at Brown. You know, you're on the rowing team. And are there any similarities between rowing and being a CEO?
Oh, my gosh. I learned so much in rowing. It was a fabulous experience. Rowing is probably the perfect team sport, right? You're in a boat with eight people in it and a coxswain, eight rowers and a coxswain. And you're all going to either win together or you're going to lose together, right? And there's nowhere to point a finger, right? There's nothing about how, boy, I did a great job, but all of you guys were slacking off, and so therefore I won and you lost. No, that doesn't work that way.
It's a true team sport.
It's a true team sport. You're all in it together. And what you do is you train and practice for 7 months, and you race for just a couple months at the end of the year. And so it has an incredible amount of discipline and work ethic and preparation required to be successful. And you think about that combination of teamwork and discipline and work ethic, that's just, you know, really a fantastic foundation. I happened to be in a role in the rowing team that was even better yet, because I was in the so-called stroke position, which is the leadership position in the boat. And for me, you got a picture, you guys, you know, you can't see me on the camera there, but I'm 5'11". Normal height for most people. Rowers, though, are huge people. They're giant. They're as big as basketball players, right? And so the average person in my boat was 6'5", right? So I'm a good 6 inches shorter than everyone on average in my boat, right? And I was also 40 pounds lighter. And so I clearly wasn't in the boat because I was the strongest person. As a matter of fact, I was the weakest person, the weakest rower in the boat. So my whole job was all about making the other seven people more effective, right? And that's a leadership skill. And that really was the...
What does a stroke do that makes people more effective? How do you do that?
Well, the first thing that you need to do is you need to have a set a rhythm that feels comfortable that other people can follow, because everyone else is following you. Right, they're watching your oar and making sure theirs goes in the water at the same time and so on. So you have to set a consistent rhythm that other people can follow and feel strong and powerful on. But the most important part of the job is really get people to just be excited and passionate about winning.
So you have about 1 minute left. Talk about the future of talent.
For us right now, we're at an incredibly exciting time as a company. Right, we've proven that we've been successful and can be consistently successful. We've been public now for 6 quarters. We've beat our numbers for each of those 6 quarters. The stock price has doubled. So we really like the position that we've been in. For us, we're now watching the changing of the guard, where we're winning in these next generation scenarios that I talked about with big data and with the cloud and real time and so on. And we're doing that while we're beating some of the biggest players in the IT industry. And what we're seeing then is the world starting to realize that the future belongs to talent. And that's the opportunity for us, is to go from being the next gen leader to being the leader in one of the biggest markets in IT. And that's exciting.
And that sounds very exciting. And everyone listening in, just remember, think about what decisions you'll need to make, what data you'll need, and how you can make those decisions better in the future. Great having you on the CEO.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.